Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning into this episode of the Simple Biz 360 podcast. This is episode 216. So for those of you who have been with us since the beginning, we really thank you. We appreciate it. We are so excited in year five to be sharing with you, and it's a five-minute format. It's fast. We try to just lay some questions out that you can ask yourself. And they're questions baked on continued improvement, but they're kind of centered on this whole notion of creating better experiences for our customers. We've been chasing this concept since 1988 when I read a TARP study that simply said 26 out of 27 people have had a bad experience, failed to tell the company that, you know, created that bad experience. And why is that? Because they don't expect anything to change. 91% of those unhappy customers, they defect, they leave, they never come back. A good portion of those go on to tell 9 or 10 associates, friends, colleagues, neighbors, and 13% of those 91% of the people who left, they go on to tell 20 or more people. So there's this infectiousness that happens to companies that aren't in touch with what's creating this bad experience. And our job is to talk about this, is to flush out some of these things that are causing or that could cause these bad experiences and get you to ask yourself questions at home in your place of business, in your rocking chair, in your lounge chair at the lake, in the cabin, wherever. And man, come to terms with this and try to figure out ways you can prevent this from happening. So today we're going to be talking about sending, tracking, and collecting on invoices. And you're probably thinking, what a crazy, who doesn't do that? Well, let's take my family. And you guys have families, you got stories, you got business stories. Just check this out. I have a family member who paid for a wedding in the 70s. The reception was a $10,000 reception in the mid-70s. This was done out at the Mideast in a luxury hotel. And to this day, they've never been invoiced for that wedding. And my relative took pride in that. And you know what? That's crazy. How does that happen? Well, my book, I talk about it in my book about a contractor who just wouldn't send me an invoice. I had lunch today with a guy who said one of his clients one year didn't collect $30,000 in invoiceable business. I was like, oh, well, you know, whatever. I just missed it. How do you miss that? You know, and it's just so easy to I guess not have procedures and programs in place to protect against it. But guys, this is really crazy. This is happening at levels that are costing companies money. And, I'm amazed that I'll do speaking events and somebody will raise their hand and said, oh my gosh, I had this problem for years. You're like, how is a cable company, a lighting company, electrical company, a company that does gutters. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So what do we suggest? Well, you send them if you're going to email them the invoice, make sure you also send them a copy of that invoice in the mail. And make sure if it's an email that you send, copy yourself. It's just so easy, right? And set up a program that you can reconcile a transaction. And you can make sure that that invoice has been sent both ways, and then you can start tracking it and collecting on it in a timely fashion. And then track it for 30, 60, 90 days and older. Make sure you're looking at these open ARs. I mean, so many little companies don't do it. You have to. You got to get some help from the outside if necessary, but you've got to do it. And make sure you ask for these payments. I mean, you just can't let it go to the wind. This is what brings companies, small little companies, to the business graveyard. It happens. So it's not really creating a better experience for your customers, but it is, because if you're a good little company, you're going to be around to create better experiences for them later. We don't want to see you go to the business graveyard. So just think about it. But, you know, please send, track, and collect those invoices. You'd be shocked how many companies don't. So today we're going to end with this little look at Fillmore East, Fillmore West. We're going to go back to West. We're going to go back to Van Morrison out of Ireland. He graced the stage on April 24th, 25th, 26th. He does a version of Come Running to Me that is just awesome. Enjoy it. We will see you in 168 hours.